Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. Today is July 29th, 2021. I'm going to start the collective reading by using tarot cards and asking, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? So we have the Empress upright, Three of Swords reversed, Eight of Swords reversed, Ten of Swords upright, the Hanged Man upright, and Five of Wands upright. So I'm sensing a lot of shifts, almost like these internal battles are kind of maybe hitting a climax right now, because I feel like you've been willing to kind of walk away from things that don't work for you. I'm sensing like a burnout, like a mental burnout, that Ten of Swords energy of just like, you know what, I'm done. I feel depleted. My mind has been attacking me. It's been kind of breaking my heart. It's been kind of breaking my present moment reality appreciation. And you're kind of done, right? I feel like you're kind of done being afraid. You're kind of done with this life that you've kept on living. I feel like from a certain perspective, I feel like now you're willing to just kind of let it go, to just kind of use that Hanged Man energy to be like, you know what, I'm done seeing the world like this. Like I'm gonna just be brave enough, that Empress energy, to just do something new. I feel like right now you are doing a lot of intensive looking at the world and how it works and how it's worked for you, just looking a lot more closely at things, because I feel like that's helping you gain more wisdom or remember what you already know, right? Sometimes we can get caught up in the energy of the Swords energy, that mental energy of just being whisked away here and that, being replaying, trying boundaries, trying this, and we kind of work so hard that we kind of hit a burnout point. And the Empress is here to pick you up from that burnout point and tell you like, hey, this is what we learned, this is what we're taking away, this is what we're leaving. And I feel like you're leaving a lot of things behind. That Hanged Man is just kind of seeing everything you've been living, been experiencing, and is just like, you know what, we're gonna just shift it, right? I feel like you're almost gonna live your life as if you were somebody else, right? Because I feel like that is gonna be really powerful for you right now. I feel like whenever you keep seeing your life through your own same lens, it can kind of get repetitive and monotonous, and you kind of feel trapped and you kind of go into the same loops. And I feel like right now you're starting to investigate a new way of experiencing your life, and almost like you're a new person just dropped into your life right now as is, and you're allowing for this new person, this new version of you, to experience the world in a different way, right? With a more empowered sense, with a more renewed appreciation, more gratitude. And that Five of Wands energy is just that battles, right? The battles that you've kind of been battling a lot. I feel like you've been going through so many changes right now. On the back, I'm seeing the Five of Pentacles reversed. So I'm seeing that your time of feeling kicked around, of feeling kicked out, is done. You're over it, right? That Empress energy, I feel like, is the most powerful card right now. And it was the first card that I pulled. And overall, she's just a powerful card, right? So I feel like right now, the Empress energy with the Hanged Man energy, I feel like those are the most transformative changes. And that heartbreak, you're kind of over it. You're kind of done. You're kind of tired of being heartbroken, tired of feeling kicked around, kicked out. I feel like now you're able to kind of see what you're going to do to stop feeling this way. Like peeling yourself up off of this and starting somewhere new. Like you're peeling yourself off of this and sticking yourself somewhere new. This new perspective. And the Four of Pentacles upright on the back, that to me is foundations, right? I feel like you've kind of realized where you're stable and where you're not, and I feel like you feel comfortable now in starting in a new way with the foundations that you've built, right? You have your foundations, and I feel like everything you're building on top of that is still shifting. You're kind of seeing what you need to keep and what you need to let go of, but I feel like you are starting to feel this renewed sense of safety in yourself and what you've built and your resources and how hard you've worked and how you've gotten yourself here. I feel like there's this glimpse of empowerment that's going to be happening today for you. I'm going to thank that deck. Thank you. Now I'm going to pull from the Angelarium Oracle of Emanations deck. What does collective need to hear today? Bina, left eye, knowledge. Tiferet, heart and beauty. Raziel, angel of vision. So I feel like right now what's going to be empowering for you is kind of believing in your higher self, believing in this future version of you that has gone through this already, right? I feel like all of time is right now, and I feel like you're able to remember that with that Tiferet, heart, beauty card. To me, it's a very powerful card of that eye in the storm, that peace amongst the chaos, because it's like pushing, pulling, but somehow with your own sense of discerning, your intuition of this light that's within you, you're able to captivate that which you love, the beauty that which you are. And I feel like through that, you're becoming more empowered and seeing your reality in a different way, right? You're gaining more knowledge. Being a left eye knowledge to me is about being able to see the world in a new way, right? That Hanged Man card. I feel like now you're starting to see where you are, where you've been, and you're starting to get more insight into things that maybe you had overlooked before because your mind had been so bogged down with certain details, with certain loops and negative cycles. But I feel like Raziel, angel of vision, is here to tell you like, hey, focus on who you are and who you're going to become, right? I feel like that's the way to leave the petty things, like the petty thoughts that have been keeping you down, right? The part of yourself that's been kicking you around, I feel like you're done. Right, that Five of Pentacles reverse energy, like you're done being kicked around, you're done feeling left out. I feel like now you're trying to take back your power and say, you know what, no, I'm the Empress. Okay, what would the Empress do right now? Hazmed, angel of annihilation, is on the back. So I feel like you're leaving a lot of things behind, right? Maybe a lot of parts of yourself that you're kind of, you maybe needed to hit a wall with them, like a burnout from yourself, right? I feel like sometimes we live our lives and we let these parts override us and we think they're normal because they've been happening for such a long time. And it isn't until we fall out of love with these parts of ourselves and we're like, you know what, you're making me really tired. You're actually depleting my energy resources. I can't enjoy life right now. I can't do this. Like, I'm going to just take a new perspective on and allow that which is not in alignment with that perspective to just fall away, right? And I feel like what's falling away with Hazmed is that perspective that's been keeping you down. I'm going to thank that deck. Thank you. Now I'm going to pull from the Trust Your Vibes Oracle Cards deck. What does collective need to know today? What does collective need to know today? Get a new story, aura cleanse, and talk shop. So talk about your ideas with those that you trust. Maybe if you don't know anybody in real life that you can talk shop with, just go online and find those communities that you feel you can communicate your journey right now, wherever you are, whether it be where you've been or where you are right now or what you're planning. I feel like right now you're being supported in finding that community that's going to be helpful for you at this time. Get a new story, right? I feel like that has to do with that perspective. I feel like just a big shift in perspective is happening for you right now. You kind of feel like maybe things have been staying the same and I don't know. I feel like I need to do something different and drastic. But I feel like the big drastic thing that needs to happen is just this perspective shift, right? And I feel like that's what's happening with the get new story. Your life right now, start to see it from a different perspective that's going to feel right for you. This perspective that allows for you to enjoy your life, for you to feel gratitude for your life, for you to see your life with a renewed sense of empowerment, refreshment, right? Just love for your life. Realize that where you are right now, past you wanted this, right? And I feel like maybe we're taking for granted what we have right now. And with this new story, we're able to realize like, hey, this isn't forever. This isn't like my end line. This is a part of my journey. So I'm allowed to appreciate this part of my life. Aura cleanse. So take a bath, take a shower with your intentions. I feel like affirmations are going to be really powerful during your shower or bath. Love on yourself, right? Say these beautiful things about yourself. I am powerful. I'm beautiful. I'm wealthy. I am healthy. I am happy. I am joyful. I am surrounded by a strong community. I am charismatic. I can connect easily. I bring warmth to every situation. I have good energy. Just keep going on these lists of affirmations because I kind of feel like that's going to help you remove all these parts of yourself that are kind of in your aura, right? I feel like it's just important to regularly, with intention, take showers and cleanse yourself. On the back, I'm seeing downtime. So take some time to just do things differently, relax, give yourself permission to do nothing, right? I feel like sometimes we can just get so caught up in this hamster wheel and we think going is the only way to get there. But I feel like just stopping and making plans to do nothing is healthy as well. That gets us into this reboot setting, into this reset, and we can look at the world in a new way and get new energy from this, right? Just getting energy from doing nothing. It's just restorative. So I'm going to thank these cards. Thank you. I'm going to thank you as well for showing up today, and I will see you next time. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki, or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.